Hey, welcome. This is an advanced Ableton lesson on making VIP edits from your own drum and bass track. I'm going to walk you through a practical, arrangement-focused workflow that keeps your original idea but turns one of your drops into a darker, heavier, DJ-ready VIP. This is for experienced users who know racks, resampling, and automation. So we'll move fast, we'll get precise, and we'll leave you with stems and performance macros you can use live. First, the quick overview. A VIP is a variation in production, your tune, but reworked for club impact and DJ sets. Target tempo for DNB here is 170 to 176 BPM. Most folks land around 172 to 174 for darker vibes. We'll use just stock Ableton devices, simpler, drum rack, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, multiband dynamics, beat repeat, frequency shifter, and so on. Work in arrangement view. Duplicate your set, and protect originals. Let's get into the practical steps. Step 1. Prep and project hygiene. Save a duplicate set with a clear name. For example, your track VIP. I recommend version numbering as you iterate. VIP V1, VIP V2, VIP V3. It saves you from losing takes and lets you /B quickly. Color code and group stems into drums, percussion, bass, synths, vocals, and effects. Duplicate important MIDI clips. Then freeze and flatten copies if you plan heavy audio edits. This keeps your original MIDI safe while giving you audio to mangle. Step 2. Pick the sections you'll rework. Identify 3 to 4 target areas. Intro, build, drop, mid-break, second drop, outro. The best approach for a VIP is contrast. Leave one drop semi-original and rework the other into your heavy VIP. That contrast helps DJs and listeners. I usually choose one drop to be the classic version and the other the wrecking version. Step 3. Make the drums hit harder. Duplicate your drum group to a new group called Drums VIP. Either copy your drum rack or build a new one. Layering punchier kicks, snares, and hats is needed. Put this chain on the group channel and start with an EQ8. High pass below 20 Hz only to clean sub rumble. Then a small boost in the 150 to 250 Hz region if you need more body, and a surgical cut around 200 to 400 Hz if things sound muddy. Next, push drum bus with drive between about 6 and 12, boom around 5 to 10 to add low thump, and transient up a bit to emphasize attack. Follow drum bus with a saturator in analog clip mode, drive around 3 to 6 dB, don't look ahead, and then glue compressor to sit the kit together, attack between 10 and 30 ms, release auto or 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, ratio about 4:1. Finish with a utility for stereo width and gain compensation. Per sample techniques, duplicate the snare for a layered version. Low cut that duplicate below about 120 Hz, saturate it a bit more, and use a faster glue compressor on that channel. Think attack about 5 ms, release 0.1 to 0.2 seconds for snap. For breaks, slice them into a drum rack via simpler classic or slice a new MIDI, then edit the hits for swung feel. For glitch fills, use beat repeat on a return. Set grid to 1/16 or 1/32, chance between 15 and 35%, interval maybe 1/8, decay around 200 to 400 ms, and automate the chance macro to bring fills alive in the drop. Step 4. Redesign the bass into sub and mid/harm layers. I recommend two parallel paths, a dedicated SUB channel with a pure sine or low order square between roughly 20 and 60 Hz, and AMID/harm path that carries distortion, formant movement, and presence. Resample your original bass into an audio file. Create an audio track arm to resampling. Solo the bass and desired effects, and record 8 to 16 bars, then include variations. Consolidate and label that bass resample VIP. Drop that resample into simpler classic for choppy stabs. Set a short attack, medium decay, low sustain, and short release to get punchy hits. Use clip transposition automation for pitch slides. A one-bar slide from +3 semitones down to 0 works great as a signature move. The MID/harm processing chain should start with EQ8 cutting below around 18 to 30 Hz so the SUB remains clean, and a slight boost around 600 to 1200 Hz for cut-through. Add saturator drive 4 to 8 in soft clip or analog clip mode, then multiband dynamics to tighten low and mid bands. For example, low band threshold minus 12 dB ratio 3:1, mid band threshold minus 10 dB ratio 2.5:1. For width and movement, duplicate the track, put a frequency shifter on the duplicate and nudge it 0.1 to 0.5 Hz, pan slightly, and consider inverting phase if you want a unique stereo texture. Use a parallel dirt return with overdrive into saturator and a bandpass EQ between 200 and 800 HE. Send a small amount for grit, and automate the send level for impact in the drop. Pro tip, keep the sub strictly mono. Route the sub to its own channel, set utility width to 0%, and high pass the distorted chain below about 60 to 80 HE to avoid low frequency mud and phase issues. Step 5. Arrangement strategies to create drama and contrast. Duplicate the full arrangement into a new VIP RR section. Insert an 8-bar pre-drop or even a 1-bar silence right before the drop to create tension. Build a halftime pocket by removing snares on the 2 and 4 and replacing them with deep sub hits and triplet hats. This gives a huge contrast before you slam back into double time. Structure example for your VIP. Intro 16 or 32 bars that's DJ friendly. 8-16-bar build with filter or automation, 32-bar VIP drop with new drum patterns and resampled bass stabs, an 8-16-bar mid-break with halftime textures, an 8-bar surprise switch where you pitch the bass up 3 semitones and mute hi-hats for a signature moment, and a long DJ-friendly outro for mixing. Step 6. Racks and macros for performance. Create an instrument or audio rack to host your bass or drum bus. Map macros like bass drive to control saturator drive and multiband thresholds, drum grit to drum bus drive plus saturator, low cut to the EQ8 low cut parameter, and width to utility width on the drum or master bus. Use the rack's chain selector to crossfade between a clean sub chain and a distorted mid chain. This gives you one knob morphing in a live set. Step 7. Final polish and stems. Keep headroom. Aim for around minus 6 dB on your master while you work. Export stems that DJs need. Full VIP, drums plus bass loopable stems, bass mono sub, and drumless stems. For stems, render at 24-bit WAV, same sample rate as the project, normalize off, dither off. Now a few common mistakes you'll want to avoid. Don't oversaturate the sub, instead low pass the distorted chain below 120 to 150 HC and keep a clean sine sub underneath. If layers collapse in mono, use phase invert on problematic tracks or nudge sample offsets, by 1 to 5 milliseconds. Don't overcompress the master early. Save heavy limiting for the final master render. When warping breaks, use Beats or Complex Pro depending on the material and always check transient markers. And crucially, keep at least one recognizable hook element, a vocal phrase, a stab, or a bass motif, so the VIP still feels like your track. Extra coach notes. Version control is your friend. Save copies before major experiments and label resamples with processing notes. Resample the bass with dry, heavy set, frequency shifted, and gated reverb chains and name each file so you can audition quickly. Use clip envelopes for micro variations like pitch and filter moves, because they're faster to duplicate and humanize than full device automation. Advanced variation ideas to spice things up. Create the illusion of tempo change by using clip transpose and warp modes rather than changing the BPM. Try polyrhythmic fills by making a percussive loop 7/16 in length and crossfade it with the original, or set up dynamic chain morphing inside an audio rack, so you can automate a single macro to move from clean to annihilating distortion over 8 bars. Use follow actions to randomize fills for live sets, and reverse then resample cymbal tails to create signature pads and risers. A few sound design extras. Use narrowband saturation. Boost a tight bell and saturate that band to create growl without trashing the whole spectrum. For formant motion, automate frequency shifter subtly on a duplicate mid-bass. Grain delay and resampling are great for creating atmospheric beds you can slice and repurpose. And try harmonic doubling by pitching copies of your mid-bass up and down, panning them slightly, and gluing them together with gentle compression for width and extra character. Mini practice exercise. Time box 30 to 60 minutes. Duplicate your project and isolate a 32-bar drop. Replace the snare with a layered snare. Resample 8 bars of bass and put it into simpler to create choppy stabs with pitch automation. Add a parallel distortion return and automate the send. Make a 1-bar pre-drop silence with a reversed snare crash and gated reverb tail. And finally render the 32-bar VIP drop as a stem. The deliverable is a single heavy VIP drop stem and a short notes file that lists the major changes. Homework challenge if you want to push it. In 90 minutes, build a 48-bar VIP section that includes an 8-bar pre-drop, 32-bar VIP main, and an 8-bar surprise switch. Deliver a resampled bass with at least 2 processing variants, a drum rack with 3 snare layers and a blending macro, and an audio rack with 4 key macros mapped for live control. Export the full 48-bar VIP and a 32-bar loopable drum plus bass stem. If you drop those files here, I'll give focused arrangement edits and a macro map in one pass. Recap, VIPs are about variation. Keep the hook, rework the vibe, work on a duplicate project, use resampling and layered processing, keep the sub mono, and design macros and stems that make the track live friendly. Use halftime pockets, pre-drop silences, and a heavy MID/harm layer over a clean sub to make your VIP hit harder in a club. Alright. Go make something that slaps in the club and surprises DJs. If you want feedback, send me a drop stem where they've exported WAV plus your macro notes and I'll give a focused edit list and a one-pass macro map you can drop straight into your project. Let's wreck the dance floor.